In The Network, artist Lincoln Schatz offers a unique portrayal of contemporary American leadership and innovation, representing government, business, science, technology, and culture. His 89 subjects include Father of the Internet, Vint Cerf, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, Emmy Award-winning journalist Cokey Roberts, Republican strategist Karl Rove, and liberal heavyweight Vernon Jordan. He gives a look to looks to give a voice for to those searching for solutions to national and international problems, such as the National Cancer Institute director, Dr. Harold Varmus, to influential congresswomen and men from both sides of the aisle, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Cantor, and to those directly representing the strategy of the 44th President of the United States, like Press Secretary Jay Carney. Filming each portrait via multiple cameras during a 45-minute conversation, Schatz captures his sitters as they discuss their legacies, accomplishments, and aspirations. Lincoln Schatz, welcome to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Joe, thank you for having me.
This is a fascinating project. This is both a beautiful book, but also an exhibit at the National Portrait Gallery at the Smithsonian in Washington. And how did it all come about? At what point did you say, this sounds like a good idea?
That's a great question. It was the day after the Obama had won in 2008, and I was in Washington for a meeting, and I stopped at the Corcoran to see the Richard Avedon show, Portraits of Power. And in 1976, Richard Avedon did a series of portraits in Rolling Stone magazine. I think there were 69 portraits of, you know, people in Washington from all different sectors, labor union leaders, elected officials, lobbyists. And I was standing in front of those portraits at the Corcoran, and suddenly it hit me. It was one of those light comes through the window, and you get that all of a sudden that vision of what about trying to do this in 2008 to 2012 using new technology, where we could create portraits of people over time, where we're not restricted to that single moment that the photograph offers. And that's really where the idea began.
And setting that up, what was the, did you have ground rules? Because it would seem to me that you would want them all to be the same in the sense of the setup.
Correct. So, and that's a great question. We wanted, I say we, the studio, wanted to keep everything absolutely consistent. We wanted the background to be the same, so really you'd focus on the individual. To a certain extent, it takes them out of context of their environment, but puts them in the context of each other. So all of the portraits were filmed on the stage at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. And it was a very, very simple setup with all black background. So the person, as you saw them really from, say, the chest up, was floating in this space. And that consistency really leveled the playing field for each person as they appeared on camera.
And then for the interviews themselves, what were you looking to accomplish with each individual? Because when you look through the book, it will simply say, I'm Jim Leach, I'm the chairman for the National Endowment for the Humanities, I'm Janet Napolitano, I'm Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. So how did you want to set that up when it came to the actual interviews and what was being said for both the text and the book and for what we hear during the exhibit?
Well, you know, the larger idea behind it, Joe, was to try and get to know these people in a different way, or understand them in a different way, outside of being able to. So I can right now set my dial to whatever flavor of politics I'm interested in, and I can reaffirm that political standpoint. And that, to me, seems somewhat arbitrary that I could do that. And really what I wanted to do is go and have a conversation with them to understand who they are as an individual. So it was trying to tease out the personal, the ideological threads that weave through their life. And the structure I came up with was to look at a system of legacy, challenge, and aspiration, really past, present, and future, and engage each sitter in a conversation following that line. I didn't want to art direct it. I didn't have specific questions necessarily that I wanted to ask. So they were very free-form conversations, but that required that I do a lot of prep in order to be able to follow them wherever they wanted to go. And the first question I would ask everybody was, you know, if we can agree that a life is a series of points along a line, what's that first point? Where does it start? And the book is really a translation. It's a codec of the video interviews themselves, a distillation. So each person in the book is represented by approximately 1,200 words, which is an excerpt from their 45-minute-plus conversation. But it was really an attempt to get to tease out who they are. And certainly, you know, with all these people, their personal identity and professional identity are very closely linked. So while we would speak about, Justice O'Connor and I spoke about her wedding in great detail, we also spoke quite a bit about her judicial career and the decisions that she'd made over time.
When you look at the, I found the term portrait conversations to be interesting. What were you looking for in a subject, in a guest? And put, I would assume the most fascinating and frustrating part of this project was coming up with that list.
Oh, it was impossible. You know, so you have the idea you want to do this, and said, great. Now, who do you get? And so there were several iterations. But the first one was, we thought, well, there's kind of an existing structure in government. So looked up the federal organizational charts, federal org charts for every agency, and printed them up, and we posted them up in the studio. And first of all, it's just a colossal amount of paper. And for me at that time, it was completely indecipherable. I had absolutely no idea how to understand, other than the secretary at the top of the triangle, the pyramid, was an important person. But beyond that, it was impossible. And even further beyond that, that's only one sector in Washington, D.C. So realizing that was not going to get me where I wanted to go, I hired a pollster in Washington, D.C. And we talked for a while. She said, well, let's do this. Let's poll the Hill and ask people about influence and power and relationships. And great. And she was great to work with. We did it. But it generated some really obvious things that, like, you know, Obama and Boehner both have power. So that really didn't get me anywhere. I looked at lists that people put out, and still I felt as if I was skimming on the outside of it. And it was one day I was on Facebook that it hit me. I'm like, right, I'm looking for a referral network. I want to get inside and start, and then ask people to refer other people in, and then that way the network will tell me what it looks like, and I'm not going to overlay onto it what I think it looks like. So I started with a couple of people whose names kept coming up, and invited them in to sit for the conversation, which they did. And as they were leaving, I said, "Hey, could you recommend somebody? Who else do you think would be appropriate for this?" And that's really where it took off, and it just generated a tremendous amount of names, a lot of sifting after that. And sometimes someone would say, "Well, you really need to talk to James Sperling. He's a great guy, and you know, I can get you in touch with him, or I know someone who knows him." And other times it was, get someone from Veterans Administration. They're, you know, it's really important, and you take a look and see who you can get. And that was it. And so the process, Joe, of doing it was, you know, in equal parts to what came out of the project itself. It was an incredible journey.
Would you have wanted the presidents? Would you have wanted President Obama, President Clinton, President Bush, and President Bush, and President Carter?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, I tried for President Obama. I tried hard. And I know that he's a very busy man.
Right.
But, you know, I really believe, Joe, and I kind of live my life this way, that you kind of get what you get.
Sure. Right?
And there's a degree of fatalism attached to that, and that's okay. And ultimately, who I got, there's a woman named Kathy Stack, who's a career person at the Office of Management and Budget, who really has no media footprint. There's nothing about her online. And here's somebody who's worked her life as a civil servant, who had fascinating things to talk about the allocation of monies from congressional appropriations. And that perhaps sounds dry, but it's deeply interesting. And I really had hoped, and I really, what I want the book to do and I want the project to do is, you know, there's a dualism of inside the Beltway, outside the Beltway. And from outside the Beltway, where I sit in Chicago, and I have a tiny glimpse into it now, it's an abstraction. Washington is an abstraction. It's monolithic. It's indecipherable. And what I hope this will do is start to at least put a lens into who some of these people are as individuals, and kind of move beyond the polarization or the way in which they're presented as, or the way in which government's presented as dysfunctional and non-functional and problematic, and really see that these are, you know, highly motivated, intensely bright, committed people.
It seems as though you would have an idea. You have the mission. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to accomplish. Who are the people who got it immediately? Who? Because I assume that there's a. It would seem to me. I mean, from the interviews that I do, you want a beginning, a middle, and an end. You know what you want to accomplish, and some people are on that page faster than others. So were there people that came in and just got what you wanted to do right away, and it worked out beautifully?
There were, but you know, Joe. Listen, you know from doing this in interviews as well. There's a performative aspect to it. I mean, I think the
Absolutely.
First thing, and particularly because in this instance, even though I would describe to each sitter what I was doing and send them information, there's so many different ways in which I was approaching this with software and everything else that I think to a large extent, very few people had any idea as to what truly was going on. Not that I was hiding it, but just you know what I mean? It was kind of complex.
Yeah, you sit down, you do the interview, and then all this stuff is happening, and you just sort of ignore it.
Right, exactly. And so it's a performance. You sit there, and the first thing that happens when you sit down is, you know, they're trying to suss out what they think you want from them.
Right.
And you're trying to steer it in a direction where you want it to go, while still being respectful of, you know, really giving them the opportunity to express what they want to express at that point in time. Because there's reason for it. And, you know, by and large, most of the people in the project were very well media trained, right? They're used to doing this. But, yeah, some people got on it quicker, particularly when they start off, Joe, as we did, speaking about. So when I say, where did it all begin? Everyone has the same beginning point, my family.
Right.
And when we would drop in, when the point of embarkation was in through that, that's when I think it really started to become very rich very quickly. I think people got into it more readily and talking about the outsized influence of their parents or that mentor they had and how it set the kind of DNA for their life at that point in time.
The name of the book and the exhibit is The Network, Portrait Conversations by Lincoln Schatz. The actual exhibit is up for how long?
It's up indefinitely.
Oh, okay. Well, there
collection.
You go.
Yeah.
that's what you want. Be a part of the room. It's The Network, Portrait Conversations by Lincoln Schatz. It's a fascinating project. It's from Smithsonian Books. Lincoln, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Joe, thank you for having me.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Take care.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.